Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick the show off and go with Jan Marie. Jan Marie, welcome to the show, darling.
Hey, how are you?
Living well. What's up?
Good, good. I have a question about iodine.
All right, let's talk about iodine.
Thank you. I've been reading a lot of stuff on the internet about it, and had a TSH level taken last year, and about this time last year, my vitamin D level was just like at the bottom too. So
okay.
I'm asking for another prescription for that. But in terms of the thyroid function, my family has a history of thyroid disease. And I was reading something about taking, I don't want to say a product, but it's something that, I guess it's sea kelp. It's a supplement. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I eat lots of salt, that they come in the forms of frozen foods and things that I eat that are, you know, processed kind of things.
Right.
So I want to know, what are the benefits of iodine? Since I've been taking this supplement, I feel a tremendous amount of more energy. I don't feel as bloated. I sleep better, and my knee doesn't crack as much. So I'm just wondering, what can you tell me about iodine?
Yeah, I mean, iodine is mainly for the thyroid, and it's the number one trace mineral, and that's why the sea kelp supplement you're talking about can be so helpful. But, I mean, are you taking thyroid medicine now?
No, I'm not, because my thyroid levels were within the normal range at the doctor's office.
You're not having any symptoms.
But I had all the signs of thyroid problems that they, you know, talk about. You know, I even had a symptom, kind of felt like carpal tunnel, just things like that. So low energy, bags under the eyes, just
all that kind of thing. Is your hair falling out at all?
Well, not on my head, but the rest of my body, like my arms and stuff like that.
You get real thin?
But my hair was really thick anyway on my head, so it is.
Okay.
I guess, a little bit. So.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, so you're just thinking about more for prevention, right? So you don't get thyroid disease.
I guess so, yeah. I just, is there any harm in taking a thyroid, a iodine supplement?
No, actually, I think it's typically, you know, recommended. Women need about 450 micrograms a day of iodine. Men need about 150 micrograms minimum, okay? And it's really, really important because, you know, your thyroid functions completely off iodine, and we don't really get it in our diet hardly at all. And even seafood itself, if you're eating fish on a regular basis, you get a little bit, but not a whole lot. And so that's why supplementing is really, really good, and it's great for just keeping it at a good level. You don't have to take a lot of it. If you start taking higher doses of it, it can actually have like a reverse effect and cause it to get slow or to cause it to get really fast. So when's the last time you've had blood work done to check those numbers?
Last February 2010.
Oh, it's time to go back in.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Here, just, this is really important. I would go every 6 months.
Okay.
And get blood work done, okay?
Okay.
Even if nothing's wrong and you're fine, you're feeling great, because if there's a family history and you're having symptoms, you know, if you can catch it when things start to really turn, if that TSH part of the blood test starts to change and you can catch it early, you can do a lot of natural things to keep it from where you don't have to take the medication. So it's about, you know, it's about prevention.
Is that test sensitive enough, though, to catch everything?
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, the TSH is T4, T3. You know, you'd want to have all of those done. And then you'd want to have the TPO antibody test done, which is called the thyroid peroxidase. And that'll let you know if you've got any kind of autoimmune disease like Hashimoto's thyroiditis that can be kicking in.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a really good test to do and just have it done. But I would not just check that. Have them check your hormones. Have them check any type of, you know, like vitamin D levels. Have them check just a good baseline overview every 6 months. It's one of the best things you can do to make sure that you stay on top of your health and that things don't decline. And I'll tell you one little secret about the thyroid if you're concerned about it. The pituitary gland is the driver for the thyroid. And we never check it. I mean, literally, it's just one of those tests we never do in medicine. And you can check HGH levels. And you can see what levels of the pituitary gland, how much the output is. If the output's really low, huh?
What should the level be? I mean, what should it?
The blood test will tell you 1.5 to 4.5 is really good. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that for more prevention, up around the 5.0 range, like 3.5 to 5 is really a better way to go. I mean, healthy pituitary gland function is vital for all your other your hormone systems, from thyroid to the testosterone levels to estrogen levels, progesterone, all of that is going to key off of a healthy pituitary gland. And most people's literally would not, I mean, I've checked blood so many times on people with the pituitary gland and checking that, and it was just rock bottom, like 0.1. Hmm. And, you know, that's one of our big anti-aging hormones. So keeping that level up is really, really important for healthy thyroid function. So if that's a concern of yours, I'd have it checked out. But your eating habits and all that, that plays a big role too. So if you're worried about the thyroid and it becoming slow, you want to stay away from all the cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, which is a superfood, but still it is a cruciferous vegetable and it can cause slow thyroid function. Also Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, that whole cabbage family too can really wreak havoc on it. And strawberries, it's one of the only berries that has components in it that will slow the thyroid down. So
what about diet drinks? What
no,
is that?
I mean, that's not even diet drinks.
Poison. I know.
Like diet sodas?
I know they're poison, but what is it that they do? How do they trigger the mind to, I think they think they're sugar. I swear I gain more weight when I drink more diet soda.
Well, you do, because it triggers the body even more of a response than what sugar does to store. Now, the sugar is actually going to store because it increases your blood sugar, and, of course, insulin is going to be secreted, so. But, I mean, what diet drinks do, they have the artificial sweeteners in them. And aspartame is an artificial sweetener that has been linked to some challenging issues within certain people. It can cause memory loss, and it can cause just a host of cognitive impairments if it's taken in large quantities. It's something you don't even really want to put in your body that much. So, you know, you want to stay away from the diet drinks for sure. I mean, if you want to have a soda and you really crave that, Zevia makes really good sodas. They're made with stevia extract. I mean, the soda thing is not the best thing for you. Obviously, we know that. But if you have to have one, you're craving it every now and then, Zevia is a good way to go. Or you can use seltzer water at home. And, you know, they make some really good seltzer water and just use like fruit. You can use squeeze a lemon or a lime and put some stevia in there, and it'll taste like a 7-Up or a Sprite. So those are good alternatives. But, I mean, yeah, your diet is a key. And getting radical with that and making really good food choices, like following the anti-inflammatory diet. So there you have it. And iodine deficiency is one of the biggest issues that we see for a lot of endocrine disorders. So keep me posted on how it goes, and I'll always be here for you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well, but you have to make the right kind of choices. And that's what we want to help you do on this show. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. And don't forget to check us out online, getwellradio.com.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, we're talking with David. David
is a little concerned about blood pressure, how to get things managed. He's a little bit different because when he's at home, it seems to be managed with the medications that he's taking, metoprolol as one of the main medications. His physician has him on, and as he's home, and then when he goes to the doctor's office, it goes up to about 145 over 85. And David, I was just kind of telling you that there's a lot of things you can do to help with blood pressure, a lot of things you can do to have a healthy heart. The medication is, I'm just a big fan. Whenever your doctor puts you on something, you need to stay on it. It is a standard of care, and that's why they have you on it. So it's always a good thing to do. Now, there's things you can do to support good heart health, and there's been a lot of things. Harvard did some studies on some basic exercise. We know exercise is good. We know that. But if, and, you know, walking, jogging, those kind of things. But they found that rebounding, which is where you get the little mini trampoline, and they have them, you know, they're like $100 at Dick's Sporting Goods. UrbanRebounder.com is a really good place to get that. But yeah, you get on a little mini trampoline, jump up and down like a little jumping bean, and they have a little stabilization bar, and it works wonders. It pumps the lymphatic system of the body and does is just great for supporting lymphatic flow. It's good for stabilizing and working with. They found that when people do that, that, you know, the blood pressure tends to change a little bit for the better. So it's just something that you know, anything you can do to increase cardiovascular function, you're going to help the heart for the most part. As long as your doctor's okay with it and you're not, your heart's not in a place where you can't exercise. I mean, there are people that are in places that are dealing with that, but it doesn't sound like you're in that position. But the medication, I know you're looking for options to be able to stay off of. Now, a lot of docs will work with you on coming off medications, but you have to stay very in close proximity to them. The follow-ups have to be on a steady basis, especially your family physician, your internal medicine docs, and depending on if your cardiologist put you on something. And usually they'll work with you if you'll change your diet, if you agree to exercise, if you're not smoking. So there's some parameters that you'll have to talk with them about. And most of them are willing to work with you. They just got to know they can trust you outside of their office because the medications a lot of time are keeping you stable despite your lifestyle. And those medications are great stabilizers for the heart. I mean, my gosh, thank goodness we have them. There's a lot of great things naturally you can do to support heart health. And the exercise is one. Plenty of good healthy fats and plenty of B vitamins. So the healthy fats, obviously almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, cooked with coconut oil and butter. Both of those are great. And then you also have to look at the B vitamins. B complex is good. You know, obviously 1-3 times a day. B vitamins are the multivitamins of the heart. CoQ10 is really good too. But then just a good heart healthy diet. You know, plenty of good lean quality proteins. And then low glycemic carbohydrates, like fruits and vegetables. You don't want to do a lot of starchy carbs. You don't want to do ones that will raise your blood sugar up because that can become a real challenge as well. There's so much that's great for heart health. I mean, even dark chocolate, it's the craze right now. And you know, funny enough, they're raising the prices with dark chocolate because so many physicians now are recommending it. So it's driving up the the demand, and of course, everybody thinks now it's okay to eat chocolate, and so the price is going up. Imagine that. But those are great things you can do. When you're dealing with blood pressure, you want to come off medications, you have to work with your doc on that. Don't try to do it on your own. And you can usually find a physician that'll work with you, but you just have to be willing to make some pretty strong lifestyle changes because there is a genetic involvement with blood pressure. It's not all environment, it's not all lifestyle. There definitely is genetic involvement with that, and you got to see where it lands because some people it is more environmental or lifestyle based. And then some people it's so strongly genetic that it's no matter what they do, they have to take the medication. So it just depends. But I would just work with your doc on that. And, you know, obviously I talked some about that in my book, Empowering Your Health, but it's more about the lifestyle choices that you can make. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Rusty. Hi, Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa, how are you this evening?
Living well, man. What's going on?
Well, 45 years old, got some strange heart problems going on. I was diagnosed early 08 with what they call Hocum's sudden death disease. Are you familiar with that at all?
Heard of it, yes.
The septum of my heart is about 5 times larger than the normal person's. Right. So when my heart pumps, it pumps too hard, and basically my heart has a hard time repriming itself. What's so strange about all this is I've been a health nut my entire life. I used to be a long-distance runner. I was in the military for a long time. We led a super, very active lifestyle. Eat, have always eaten fairly well. Our daughter was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes when she was 11, and that changed our diet plan a whole lot. And now, you know, they've implanted me with a pacemaker and a defibrillator. Got my heart ran down so slow that I can't walk to the mailbox without just being tired. Go to Walmart, the grocery shop, or whatever, and it just about kills me. They've got me on the metoprolol. They've got me on simvastatin. They've got me on Nisin, Verapamil, 325 milligrams of aspirin a day. And I just wanted your advice and suggestions, see what you thought.
Well, I mean, with that condition, there's a lot of challenges that come along with it, as you know, and as you're seeing right now. Now, the challenge is the medications, typically, for the most part, for a period of time, you got to stay on. I mean, that's just, it is what it is. But what would you say are some of the major changes that you've made currently? And have you made any changes? This is why I want to ask you this. Have you made any changes that you've seen a considerable difference in the way that you feel?
No. I'm no longer able to work. My job was fairly physically demanding, so I can't do that. Exercise is totally out of the question. Like I said, to and from the mailbox is exhausting. You know, they don't want my heart, my blood pressure to be over 95, over 60. And those are all, you know, strange to me. No one I've talked to has ever been told anything like this.
I tell you what, hang tight. We're going into a break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about heart disease, specifically the one you're dealing with, and talk about different game plans that you can look at and some options, because I know it's challenging. I know you're frustrated, and I know you need some answers. So we'll get into that in just a moment when we come out of this break. Hang tight. 888-283-7272.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox, on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Need a little help with your health? Hey, we're here to offer hope. Call 1-888-283-7272.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, talking with Rusty. Rusty, you've been challenged with a little bit of heart condition. Little is probably not the best word, but I know you're frustrated with it. And now you went from being a guy that could just run around like an Energizer bunny, and now you can barely go out to your mailbox, right? And so nobody's giving you any answers.
Not complete answers, no. The only thing they tell me is to stay stress free as possible, watch what I eat, keep my blood pressure down, and accept the consequences. The next step they're telling me is a heart transplant.
It's a challenging condition. It really is. And because there's some genetic involvement with that that plays a role in the deterioration that can happen within the heart, that's the challenging part. And so what they're telling you as far as stay stress-free and that sort of thing is good advice, good wisdom, because right now what your goal is to maximize the heart so that every beat that it takes and every day that you have can slow down the deterioration, because obviously the more stress you have and the more abuse we put on the heart, the more it's going to wear it out. And that's just, we know that. But there's a lot you can do. Now, the medications you're taking are good. I mean, obviously, you have to take those right now. But there's a lot you can do. Now, have you done any type of, does exercise, I know walking and all that really wears you out, but have you tried anything like a stationary bike? You do anything for exercise that you can tolerate whatsoever?
The stationary bike is impossible. A couple of 3 minutes is all I can bear to be on it. water, just what, you know, anything in the water, you know, a couple, 3-4 minutes, and I'm exhausted. It's really sad. I mean, to me, it's sad that, you know, you said it yourself, you go from super active lifestyle to, you know, sitting in a chair watching television 10 hours a day. That's rough.
I know, Rusty. It is. It is. And, you know, just talking to you, I mean, I talk to people all the time, obviously, that are going through various things. And, you know, the challenging part is a lot of times you sit back and you just want to know why.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, the question of why is not really there anymore. You know, I take what's given to me, and that's just the way it is.
You want to make it happen.
I would like to improve my quality of life. I mean, if I die tomorrow, that's fine. I don't regret anything I've done or thought about. But I just like to improve my quality of life. I don't want to run the New York Marathon. But I'd like to, you know, I'd like to walk with my grandson around the block a time or two, or, you know, and enjoy life.
Love it. That's the attitude right there. That's it. And that's what's most important. And if you keep that through this, that's what's going to carry you through. And really, that's what's going to be a great reflection to so many other people around you, Rusty. Here's the key. You're with your heart, and when you come to the place where you are right now, everything counts. Okay, so the days of eating what you want, the days, and some people disagree with me on this, and I don't really care. But some people say, well, you know, you've got stuff going on, you might as well eat what you want, do what you want. I disagree with that, because if the body's regenerating every single day, each day old cells die off, new cells form, then what we do every single day matters. Everything matters. So it's a different ballgame now. It's like when somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, everything changes. And sad thing is, if somebody could be, you make the lifestyle choices and changes before someone gets cancer, then it would be a really good thing. But a lot of times people don't. They make unbelievable choices, and then when they get the diagnosis, then it's like the light bulb comes off and they need to make it happen at that point. And with you, it's one of those, it's kind of in that same boat. You know, now you've been given a deck of cards that you've got to play. How are you going to play them? So, again, my book, Empowering Your Health, there's a diet in there called the anti-inflammatory diet. Eating very well, getting inflammation as low as possible within the body, doing heart-healthy things every day, not just once a week or eating salmon once a week. You want to get omega-3 fats, high amounts of them every single day to keep your heart strong as possible. B vitamins, very important for the heart, all the way around. Be taking them every single day. I think it's important because it's just health. It's good wisdom for doing that. And like you said, if you can take an extra 10 minutes a day to walk around your grandson, that's what matters. Right now, those are the things in life that really matter, that are important. So look at the things that are really great for overall heart health, like dietary measures. And if you can exercise 3 minutes a day, then do it. If you can do anything, I mean, you got to walk that line of not wearing out, getting your heart too exhausted, but also you also got to do things that you can to keep your body healthy. It's a very fine line in that. And you want to go with what they've told you to stay stress-free. So do things that are not stressful for you and come up with those. And it's going to be different. You've got to find out what those are for yourself as far as activity levels and that kind of thing. Now, the other are the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the body's stress glands. And believe it or not, when you can get away from emotional stress and do everything you can to stay clear of that. If you've been under a lot of stress for your life, period, meaning you've had a lot going on and maybe you had financial stressors or you know, working or marriage or whatever it's been throughout life that have just life has just been kind of hard and stressful in some ways, it's always good to do things to build up the adrenal glands, because when you can build up the adrenal glands, it can help everything else within the body. So very simple. Again, B vitamins are good. But staying away from the processed foods are very good to help build the adrenals. High levels of vitamin C are really good, too. A lot of good studies out on that, just on the way it builds the immune system, but also it helps with the adrenal glands. Green tea is very good, too. Cuts down on cortisol and also helps balance out and help the adrenal glands in their function as far as strengthening them, not feeling so fatigued and so tired. A lot of little things like that can be great benefit to you. And CoQ10, don't forget that. If you're taking all the heart medications, CoQ10 is so important to take with it so that some of the side effects won't be that difficult on the heart as well, because they can have some extra little side effects in there. And I'm sure you probably read all the medications. And let's go to Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, hon. How can I help?
So I've been on a roller coaster of the misdiagnoses with my doctors. I was originally diagnosed with erythema multiforme, but of course I was put on medicines, but my body kept getting worse. And so about 2 years ago, we went back to the drawing board, started all over again, and still no diagnosis. I was just wondering if there's anything I can do that can help my doctors diagnose me. And I have a lot of them.
A lot of them. Well, what have you personally been doing? Have you made any changes in your life right now with what you're dealing with? Or you're still just searching for answers?
I'm still searching for answers. It's been like a 4-year process altogether.
Now, why do you think they missed?
2 years from starting from scratch.
Why do you think they misdiagnosed you?
I don't really know. They took biopsies from my skin. Altogether, I've had 10 different biopsies. But they took biopsies from my skin originally and gave me that diagnosis. But my body wasn't responding to the medicine over a course of 2 years. So, and I kept getting worse. Other things started happening with my body.
Like
I was constantly getting sick. I've had the shingles twice. Constantly having urinary tract infections. Just all kinds of things. My appetite's not the same.
And have they done just a battery of tests on you to figure out exactly what's going on? They've looked at everything, right? Or they think they have.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Now, so they've done 10 different. Let me ask you this. They did 10 different. How many different doctors did you have look at this?
All together?
Yes.
At least. 7 different doctors, but right now I'm just going to 4 of them. I have
right,
my family practice doctor, I have my dermatologist, I have my rheumatologist, I have internal medicine.
All right. Let me ask you this then. You've got 4, let's forget about the 7, let's talk about the 4. So you have a family practice, you have dermatologist, internal medicine, and a rheumatologist, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to all these doctors. And when you go to them, they've done 10 different biopsies throughout all these doctors. Now, when they did all these biopsies, are the biopsies saying the same thing?
It always says it looks like erythema multiforme, then it has a comma and it says lupus, and then it has a comma and it says something else. But I've totally wiped out of the last thing that I can't really pronounce the name. Dermatomyositis, something like that. I've totally wiped out of that because I've had all the primary tests and I didn't fall into any of the categories. So it's really just between the erythema multiforme or systemic lupus of the skin.
Right, but do they all agree? Do all 4 of those doctors agree with all the tests that they've seen that it is that condition?
Yes. They just put the word chronic in front of it. They made it from erythema multiforme to chronic erythema multiforme.
Sure.
But I got more labs out there now, so I'm still in the mix.
But if you've gone to all these doctors and they're telling you that you have it, and they've done all the tests, which, I mean, again, the tests are pretty good and they're pretty accurate. And if it was just one opinion, I would tell you, yeah, definitely go get another one. But is it...
My thing is, I'm getting worse. My body's getting worse. I'm on these medicines. I'm taking them faithfully, and I'm still getting worse.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's go into the break, because when you're dealing with lupus, the potential lupus, as you say, and all the doctors are singing the same song, and they've done this test, and you're getting worse, but yet you're taking the medications, then there could be something going on, but... Lupus is a real challenge within itself. So hang on, we'll get back into it out of this break.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open this hour. Going to the break, we're talking with Jacqueline, and she's been to multiple physicians, 7 doctors to be exact. Now she has 4 that are overseeing her care and treatment. 1 in family medicine, 1 dermatology, internal medicine, and rheumatology. And she has been diagnosed with what they're calling lupus, and it's a real challenge, obviously. But I'll tell you this, Jacqueline, if they've done the test, and we were kind of talking about that, and they're all kind of singing the same song, there, a lot of times you have to go with that. And I know deep down you're saying it just can't be. It doesn't seem right because I'm getting worse and worse and worse. But with lupus, a lot of times that can happen. A lot of times that downward slope is what people are so concerned about. Now, because there's autoimmune with lupus, you know what autoimmune means? Mm-hmm. It's where the body attacks itself, right?
Yes.
So there are some things you can do even more on the natural side to help the body fight. Now, it doesn't replace treatment because it's not treatment. But there's a lot of things you do help your body fight. Now, when you look at the autoimmune process, let's talk about that for a second. The autoimmune process, there are 2 different sides to it. There's the T1 helper cell sides and the T2 helper cells. They're called the killer T cells. And that's what the body has in place. It's a natural mechanism for it to go and fight against any type of invaders that might be coming into the body. And so you have to really be careful when you're looking at that to make sure that you have the right part of the body operating and functioning at the right way. Because if, for example, you're doing things in your daily life causing the T1 helper cells to work great and the T2 helper cells not, it can cause an increase or a rapid increase in what's going on within your body as far as the way you feel. And so it can make you feel like, or it could send your body into a place where it's not functioning at its best level. And that's why you feel like it might be getting worse. So there's a little test you can do, and obviously this is not proven with studies and everything else, but it's something that is more of a, and it's just been kind of shown in more of the natural world to kind of help. And it's using echinacea tea and green tea. And it's just a good way to see which one of the teas can help you feel better. Because sometimes echinacea tea, and it's gotten a bad rap recently, but it's good stuff. It's good for your immune system. But echinacea tea, you can get it pretty much any health food store, grocery store for that matter. And a lot of times if you use echinacea tea, you can start drinking it, you're either going to feel better or feel worse. If you feel worse, you obviously want to stop. But the deal is with echinacea tea or green tea, the one that makes you feel better is helping the immune system and suppressing the other side of it. And then if you drink one that makes you feel bad, then it's doing the opposite. And it's just, I mean, it's common sense. You can continue drinking those teas that are good for you and make you feel good. And then you probably want to stay away from the one that doesn't make you feel good. But they work on different mechanisms in the body. It's a little simple at-home test that you can do. But when you're with your rheumatologist, you might notice, I mean, obviously as you're taking the medications, just to see if that might make you feel any different, if you notice that some of those mechanisms can help. And then, of course, your diet changes. Foundational 4, I'm a big fan of those. That's a good, you know, no matter, this is for a lot, you know, anybody pretty much for good overall health. We've learned that good whole food multivitamin is very good. Cod liver oil is always good because your omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D. And digestive enzymes, really good for lowering inflammation in the body and helping your body process, digest, and absorb nutrients much better. And probiotics. Probiotics put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract, and that's always an important thing. But don't get discouraged. Here's the good news. You don't just have 1 opinion. You have 7. Now you have 4 doctors that are working with you that have seen the test results. They're all saying this is what it is. So it's okay to have a health challenge. It's what you do with it. It's about the attitude that you carry with it. You definitely don't want to be in denial, is if you are facing some things, don't look at it as a disease so much, even though technically on paper it is. Look at it as more, call it in your mind, more of a health challenge. Because a challenge is something that you can always push through. You can always work through and come up with new ideas and new ways to get your body healthy. And so look at every day like a challenge. You may be given a certain deck of cards, but what can you do to make those cards better and make them play better so that you can be better, your health and your life can be better? And make that a resolution for yourself to not give up in any capacity and to keep working to get your health at the best level that it can be. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Nick. Hi, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Asa. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely, Nick. What's up? How can I help?
So I got three questions, actually.
We've got time. We've got time for one question.
Okay. Well, then I go just ask one question. Well, I read on too many reports that if someone taking omega-3 and that person has like a history of colon polyps, that person will have, you know, is in a higher risk of getting colon cancer. I just ask you, you know, for your opinion?
Sure. My thoughts on that, I mean, cod liver oil or fish oil, just an omega-3 oil, depending on what they did with that study, I have not seen that study, first of all. And I don't buy into that study at all. But what I can tell you is this, is that if they used omega-3 gel caps for that study and didn't use regular fish oil, the oil itself that's unprocessed and it's mercury-free, then I would buy into the fact that you could do, because, see, when they take any kind of fish oil, heat it, put it into a gel cap, it turns rancid into trans fat. Trans fats are the number one cancer-causing agent in the body. So if that's what they did their study with, which they probably did, because if they did a study with people, you know, but most people don't want to take the oil. So again, the gel caps, and they found that it could cause issues with colon cancer. I mean, yeah, any kind of trans fat, go eat a pack of crackers that has trans fats in it, and that's going to cause colon cancer as well. So it's a bunch of bunk, I think. That's my opinion and my thoughts. Cod liver oil or omega-3 oil is some of the best stuff you can put in your body. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to Dr. Asa On Call.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.